It's TED Talks. Talking ADD, brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, supporting adults with ADHD worldwide for more than 25 years.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ari Tuckman, and I am here for yet another awesome ADDA TAD ADHD Awareness Month recording, one of many awesome recordings that ADDA is doing this month. So what I'm going to be talking about is ADHD and sex. You might be wondering, why are we talking about sex? I thought this is ADHD stuff. Well, because couples where one person has ADHD and probably one person doesn't need to talk about sex just like every couple that needs to talk about sex. And frankly, couples who are struggling more during the day when everybody has their clothes on don't need another thing to struggle with at night when they take their clothes off. That the power of really good sex with your partner, it recharges a relationship and it creates goodwill to then overcome all those daily potholes of overflowing dishwashers and kids with missing homework and all the rest of that kind of boring stuff that as adults we all have to be responsible for. Now, certainly, you know, as being a couple together, besides the romantic and the emotional and the sexual, obviously we all need to address all those kind of practical matters of the daily grind. That's certainly true. But as a couple, we also need to invest in the emotional and the physical part of the relationship. That it's easy to neglect that stuff. It's usually the first thing to go. But it's important, that part of it. And actually, working on that part of your relationship improves other parts of your relationship. And in fact, if you look at the research, whether it's research that I've done with these kind of mixed couples, one ADHD, one not, where you look at the general research on relationship satisfaction, sexual satisfaction, there's a really high correlation between people's satisfaction with their relationship and their satisfaction with their sex life specifically, and also somewhat a little bit less so, but also their sexual frequency. So the happier couples who are people who are happy in one of those ways tend to be happy in the other two or three ways as well. And the reason is simple. It's that good sex requires good behavior, and good behavior tends to lead to good sex. So when you're doing well by day, you tend to then also do well by night. So if one of these is important to you, in other words, if the relationship satisfaction, for example, is important to you, then working on your and your partner's sexual satisfaction will tend to get you more of that relationship satisfaction that you're looking for. In the same way, if your sexual satisfaction, if you feel like that's something that you really want to work on, then working on the relationship overall, including doing that boring stuff like loading the dishwasher, is going to help your sex life as well. And if there's something getting in the way, lots of things could be, but whatever is getting in your way, that's the stuff to address. So to have a better sex life, it's easy to say it, but how do you do it? Well, one of the ways is, like all the rest of life, you make sex a priority. That the things that we make a priority are more likely to happen. And frankly, sometimes even make sex an appointment. I know that sounds really boring to do that, but you know what? When we have a plan, it makes that task much more likely to happen, whether it's stopping at the post office or, you know, spending some quality time with our romantic partner. And for a lot of folks, a lot of busy couples, sex becomes kind of a matter of benign neglect. It's not that anybody hates it, and it's not that nobody doesn't want it. It's just everything else kind of takes precedence. The other bonus, the nice thing about planning sex, even if it's just simply like, hey, you want to, you know, tonight after we put the kids in bed, you want to spend some time together? It builds anticipation. It gives you something to think about. It gives you something to be excited about. Maybe it gives you something to text each other about so that you're kind of building the mood even before you get there. So play with that. Enjoy the anticipation. Build the anticipation in yourself and with your partner. That part of the, you know, one of the great things about having a good sex life is not just the time that you're actually together with some or most of your clothes off, but it's also the time that leads up to it beforehand, and it's the times afterwards as well. I think it's also really important for all of us busy couples to remember that there's no perfect time for sex. I mean, once in a blue moon, there's a perfect time for sex. But really, there's no perfect time for anything in life. So you just got to do it anyway. And for a lot of people, this is perhaps a little bit more true for women than men, but there's something called responsive desire versus spontaneous desire. So responsive desire means that as you begin to get into things, then your desire responds. You come to want it once you're beginning it. Spontaneous desire, some folks, it just kind of pops up, that their desire, it just kind of comes out of nowhere and they're interested. So if you know that you tend to kind of respond to desire more so than spontaneously create it, then I don't know, maybe you let that, you see where that takes you sometimes. So in other words, be willing to be convinced that, you know, remember that sometimes interest follows activity. I think it's also important, especially if there's some stresses and strains between you and your partner, that maybe that time right there isn't the time to address that. I mean, yes, absolutely, they do need to be addressed. And if there are things getting in the way of your sex life, then definitely address them. And certainly working on your ADHD or your partner's ADHD or your kid's ADHD is going to be probably one of those things that the better that that is managed, the less negative effect it has on your relationship and the next less negative effect it has on your sex life. But having said that, again, no perfect moment. So sometimes we need to take those concerns, we need to take those issues and kind of put them aside, connect together as a couple, recharge your relationship so that you can come back and be in a better state of mind, more positive feelings for each other, maybe even some more positive feelings for yourself, to then go another round to address these other issues that need to be addressed. Sometimes that means also that we're going to be distracted. And certainly everybody gets distracted during sex sometimes. Turns out, lo and behold, people with ADHD, according to some of the research I've done, people with ADHD get distracted during sex a little bit more so than people without ADHD. And women tend to get distracted during sex more so than men. So what does this mean? Well, actually nothing. It doesn't mean anything. That since everybody gets distracted, at least sometimes, it doesn't have to mean anything. It certainly doesn't mean anything about your attraction for your partner's attraction for you. It doesn't mean anything about what you're doing in the moment. It just means that these things just happen. So the best thing you can do when you get distracted during sex is to bring yourself back in. No thought about it, no judgment, no reading meaning into it, just roll back in to whatever it is happening in the moment. So it's that kind of presence, it's mindfulness, it's being focused on the good stuff of what is happening right there. Ultimately, the goal here in your relationship is to be the best person that you can be. And I have a saying I use a lot, which is that the sign of a good relationship is that it pushes you to become a better person, and that it pushes your partner to become a better person. And the reason why that works is it's hard to have good sex, open sex, with someone that you're not feeling good about. And it's hard to be fully open if you're not feeling good about yourself. So hold yourself to high standards, reasonable, but high standards. Try to be that better person in bed and out of bed. But also push your partner to become a better person. And remember that good partners not only push each other to become better people, but they also lead by example. So be that better person that you want to be. There's going to be a bunch of other of these TED Talks. There's lots of great stuff in there. Absolutely. Listen to all of them that you can. Enjoy it, use it, and really apply that information. Thanks again, and have a great ADHD Awareness Month.
TED Talks are a production of ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. The content contained herein is copyright protected. But if you'd like even more information about adult ADHD, visit the ADDA website at http://add.org. That's add.org.